continues. I'm Rob Hackelaw, along with Beth Foster. And every week at this time, it's our Tech Talk segment with David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Beth.
All right, so here we are back at it and more personal data to freeze. Okay, so fill us in, David.
Yeah, there's no such thing as privacy anymore. Someone somewhere has all the details about us.
True.
And even when you take steps to match your online identity and activity, you're still not totally anonymous. So we have to be aware of this all the time.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you talked about credit history, pretty easy to access, and that can be used against us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we all, over the years, we've talked about many times locking down your credit reports so that people don't get at that information. Well, now there's, from one of our friends, everyone's going to know the name Equifax. That's a company that leaked 147 million people's data.
Oh, that's nice.
We're sorry about that. We promise it won't happen again.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah, absolutely. So they have another bit of information on all of us that they do sell to other folks, and it's called the work number.
The work number. Okay.
Yeah.
The work number.
It's an employment verification service run by Equifax.
Nice. Okay. And I do like what he says there. The key word is they sell this, and that's what all of this comes down to. The reason people like having all the information on you is they can sell it. That's basically what it is. Like a product. Like if I can just gather all this junk, someone will buy it.
It's so true.
That's all I really want it for.
We are the product of all of this stuff. So
now I haven't heard about the work number. I don't know much about that. So fill me in.
Yeah. So they collect data on our work history and our salary history and what our job was and other employment details. And when you or I apply for a job somewhere else, that potential employer can then order a copy of your employment data report, your EDR.
Hey.
So, you know, it's information that's there. They can actually, the prospective employer can verify your resume. They can also look at your salary history. So when you're in salary negotiations, you're at the short end of that stick because the employer, the potential employer, knows what your salary was.
Oh, wow.
So,
There's lots of things.
You know, it's probably not a bad thing for employers and landlords and people who offer and give credit, but it's not a good thing for us, the consumer.
No.
Is there an alternate to the work number? Like, is there similar software that somebody else can use? Maybe it's safer with our data?
I'm sure there are other policies and other processes to do this, but this is one that it concerns me because it's Equifax that does it, and we know how loose they were with our data back in 2017. As a matter of fact, they just got the fines levied against them in January. I think it was $427 million.
Oh my goodness!
For that, but you know, so you know, you and I will get 37 cents on that, or maybe a cup of coffee.
Well, wow. I'll take it. But David, is there any? Can we assume that any digital database that we put our information into will eventually be compromised? Like, is there anything that could be ironclad, digitally wise?
I don't believe that there's anything like that today.
Yeah.
And it's not so much that what you put in somewhere, but it's stuff that they scrape off the internet.
Right, for sure.
The things you do on the internet, your Facebook accounts, all of those things, they put all this together. And, you know, we talk about this. They build a dossier on us that they can get everything and know everything about us without us knowing who they are.
Wow. Okay. I know, because so many of our life functions now are moving into a digital space where we do have to put vulnerable information, paying bills, doing your taxes, you know, your family information, et cetera, et cetera. It just doesn't seem like we're prioritizing the safety around these digital life processes.
We are not. In this country, we're not. I think that eventually the government, unfortunately, will have to step in and start to crack down on some of these things because it's just a wild west out there.
Yeah. Let's let the marketplace handle it.
But, I know.
Yeah, I guess it's not going to work so well. And so I didn't even think that they could have data about your salary and stuff. That seems a difficult thing to, that does ruin the negotiating. I could just look at all your work salary and say, well, they'll just accept that number. That'll be good.
I know. That's crazy. For
so,
sure.
I don't know. I mean, is this the same in other countries? Can they do that, David? Do we know? Is that a standard thing?
we talk about the EU on a regular basis, and they can't do that there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Their GDPR protection really protects their people in their country. Mm. We just haven't gotten there yet, but we're going to have to.
So do they do a better job of safeguarding digital assets in the EU? I think I remember from a previous tech talk you said yes. Is there a certain thing that they do? Like, is there a one-stop shop that the U.S. could do that the EU does?
Yeah, if we changed our data privacy laws to be more like theirs, we would all be much better off and much safer. They just start suing companies if they break their laws or their rules. The company is in trouble.
That sounds
here,
nice.
We don't have that.
I don't think we're ever going to do that. Sue a company? No, it's the human being's fault always.
Yeah, I know. I think you're right. I think it is going to take a while, but I figure at some point, I think people would demand it probably from their congressmen.
We have to be the people that demand it, and people, and like you said, Beth, we're all going to be getting fed up with this at some point in time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because everything about us is there, and it's not good.
And
then also, what's the difference between us and, very secure data in the government? Like, do they have extra protections for their digital assets in the government? And could a hacker, get into the Treasury system?
The government has breaches just like everybody else. So it's not something that we are totally secure and safe with any longer.
Right.
There's no really great answer then to this about. I guess as you said, once it's online, then it is vulnerable.
Exactly.
There's no way to.
And they say the next big thing, it's not going to be traditional warfare. It's going to be cybersecurity threat or attack.
And it's going to be AI running this, and AI will have access to all of the information that's currently on the internet.
Wow.
As I was trained.
Oh, wonderful.
So, okay. I have no money, so come and get me.
There's nothing in there to take.
Can't even get a credit card with my social security number. So.
Nothing in there.
I think just, maybe I'll stay in my lane. That's the safest way. That's my safeguard, is to be poor.
Mm. Well, no, you're right. And then there's nothing for them to take.
You're right. That's a bad way to go about it, right, David?
I think that's a little difficult to kind of live a life in this country that way.
Stuff it under your mattress.
I'm going to start collecting cash.
Yeah.
Counting my dollars.
Yeah. Well, who knows? You may come out on top in the end. But David, for more people to read about the work number, you've got a link to that on your blog, right?
I do. And a very easy way to actually lock down your work number information so that people can't get it for you. So go to my website, xsmartit.com, click on the blog link, and learn how to lock down your work information.
I like it. xsmartit.com. xsmartit.com. David Snell at xsmartit in Wareham. He's our tech guy. David, thank you so much.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, too.
David. Many things to learn.
What's that?
So many things to learn. So much data to be breached.